So here we are, it's Graeme Griffin reporting for Radio Verulam. We're at Clarence Park and it's half time. It's St Albans City 1, Dartford FC 1 on Saturday 7th of March. And I've come across a bit of a VIP, I think, a bit of a real football man who's in the stands here today representing England. We've got Paul Fairclough with us, who's the England C manager. Ex-Barnet and Stevenage manager, has been around the game for quite a while, and I believe he was a Liverpool youth player back in the day from what Wikipedia tells me. But first and foremost, Paul, for those out there who don't know what England C team are all about, could you give us a bit of an insight to what it means and why you're down at this level here today?
Yeah, essentially, England C is the national team made up of non-league footballers. So that's anybody from the National League right the way down to step five, step six. I mean, you know, the truth of the matter is, if I wanted to, I've got 10 million players available.
10 million players? Because you could go all the way down to the bottom of the pyramid.
All the way down if needs be, yeah. But essentially, you know, it's an under-23 team, because we see our role now as being, you know, a team that can give a leg up to young players who are on the way up in their careers, who need that extra little boost. I'm under no illusions. All the hard work's done at their clubs, but we give them something extra, we think, when they play for us.
Fantastic. So I look at the Saints here today, and I look at two Watford loanees, Harry Foster, right midfielder, and Lewis Gordon, left back. I think they look real potential opportunity, the 20-year-olds. And then we've got Zane Banton, who's outside that 23-year-old bracket. But what an opportunity for these young lads to come and get experience.
Yeah, I know. I think in Zane Banton's, I think Zane is still eligible for that. And the boy on the Crowther, I think, he's shown good potential today. And I mean, the boy who scored for St Albans, I can't pronounce his name. Let's call him Joe. But he showed a lot of quality. Do you know, I think he lifted the ball onto the player's hand with his foot rather than trying to go past him with a lift. He lifted it onto the player's hand and then very, very calm. I mean, you don't see penalties normally taken like that at this level. So lots of confidence when he took the penalty.
Yeah, superb. And you're right, I agree. I think he kicked the ball onto the player. Very intelligent player, wasn't it? And how he had the confidence to then just chip it almost into the bottom corner.
Yeah, I think he knew exactly what he was doing. He was looking for a pen and he just, you know, just lifted it onto the opponent's hand, which the lad couldn't do much about, actually, but it's handball.
And he's a real goal scorer. I think that's his 18th goal in about 28 games.
Yeah, and you know, you've got to respect that for a team, you know, with the greatest respect to St Albans, they're on the ascendancy at the moment, hopefully. But they're one of they're down there in the depths of the league, and this kid's the top scorer in this league.
It's unbelievable. And then if I look at another Saints player, Dean Snedker, the goalkeeper, I mean, I've been watching him all season. And for this level, he's always making four or five top saves. He's made a couple today, although you could argue he parried for Dartford's equaliser into the feet of their striker to make it 1-1. But in general terms, this guy's he's phenomenal with some of the shot savings he makes.
Yeah, well, I've worked with Dean before. I mean, we've had him in an FA rep team. He played for us last year against the Beds FA over at Luton Town. Did exceptionally well, good keeper, and you know, it's a shame, you know, if he had a few more years, you know, if he was a little bit younger, I think he'd have a chance, you know. But and regards the goal today, you know, it's the classic, the player shot across the goal. Dean, the only thing I could say is perhaps Dean could have got fists to it rather than palms to it, but he, you know, there's very little else he could have done with it, really.
Fantastic, Paul, and it's great to hear your insight and knowledge as well. And finally then, just to wrap up, tell us a little bit more what people can do to get involved to help support the England C team. When's the next games and anything else you want to share?
Yeah, we've got a game coming up on the 24th of March against Wales. Wales will field a full, you know, open eight side. And there will be a podcast for that. You need to look at the BBC are doing something with that game. And then we've got a game against Nepal, which will be played in Bank Holiday Monday in May 25th at Aldershot Town. That's a really prestigious game, and there will more than likely be an away fixture for that as well in the following year. And then November we play Estonia over here with venue to be arranged. So there's lots of opportunities. You know, we move around the country, we try to spread it out. And there's an opportunity, we get good attendance, you know, when we play.
And Paul, finally, are we expecting to see any players from Dartford or St Albans in your squad for any of them games?
Well, the Dartford lads are quite mature side. There's lads there who are good players. I like the boy Ebb in midfield, Jack Ebb, but he's 24, you know, and so. But there's certainly lads in the St Albans side who have done themselves no harm today.
Superb. So that's Graham Griffin, Radio Verulam, with the England C manager, Paul Fairclough. Paul, thank you very much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Good. Superb, sir.